Thank you very much for staying on the line, James. This is Chase. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Great. Thank you very much, sir. So, first of all, welcome on board. I got the changes, and I'm the Chief Technical Officer for this particular project. So right now you said that you will be needing some changes, first of all, which needed to be done ASAP. And then from there, we will be going ahead and working on to the complete site, right?
Yeah, again, I don't think there's a huge amount of work to be done, but let's if we can get those changes done ASAP, and then like I told the other guy, I'd like to get some discount codes set up so I can give them out.
Okay. So I will be speaking on two things primarily. All of the parts could be done, like changing password to this, change the price, includes free shipping in the U.S., free mats would be removed, set up and link social media, link to PayPal e-commerce. One part is this, which I need to discuss. And then the second part is to add the discount codes and discount coupons and everything about it. Because these two things are something which is basically an add-on functionality, which we needed to basically add it up. So for the PayPal, you want people to basically pay you through PayPal by which they can buy the product, right?
Right.
Why not? Why not? Why just PayPal, if I may ask?
Because you can use credit card. You can use a couple of different forms of payment.
That is primarily true, but that is only through the PayPal application. Or if you're going directly to the website of PayPal, then you can do that. Because on the integrations, there should be separate integration, one for PayPal, and then if you want the people to pay you through debit and credit, then that is something which is different rather than the PayPal. So there will be two things which will need it to be done. What about the gift cards? Because many people do not want to use their particular cards online or anything like that. So would you like the people to basically pay you by prepaid cards or gift cards?
No.
Okay. So just PayPal and the debit and credit, right?
Well, again, you can use a debit and credit card through PayPal. So I only need one provider.
Okay. And what about the discount code? Would you be setting up an amount on certain products that that fall for discounts, or it's just you who's basically going to decide who can get the discount?
So the way it works is that my target audience, the people who are most likely to buy this, are going to be installers, right? They sell and install putting greens for the most part. So I want to be able to give them a discount since they are, in fact, a reseller. So the way I wanted to do it is, and then I'm going to have independent reps or salespeople. So the idea is, let's say I got a guy by the name of Bob, right, and Bob's going to go out and be one of my salespeople. I'm going to give him a code, Bob20, okay? Bob gives out his code, so when he talks to a dealer, he says, here, when you go and buy a crock box, put in Bob20 and you'll get a 20% discount. And then I know that Bob gave that code and I can pay him a commission. And then I got a guy, Dan, who wants to do it. I want to give him a code, Dan20. He's going to give out his code to dealers, and if they come and they buy, they put in Dan20, they get their 20%. I know that Dan did it. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does. That does. Now let me just explain you two things, because I'm just talking to you in a technical way. The percentage should be fixed, or it could be according to the way you would like to set it up. Like if you would like to give Bob 20 and to Dan you would like to give 10, would you be needing that particular part as well, or it will be fixed amount of percentage?
Well, the theory is right now you buy one, you're a dealer, you get 20% off. That's it, right? If they bought 10, I'd give them more, but I guess I could just do that manually somehow, override it, because I don't think most people are not going to buy more than one. So right now it would be, if they put in that code, they get 20%. So that would be the amount.
Okay. Because once I'll...
But different codes, right?
Different codes, of course. So once I'll going to create the functionality for you, I need to be precise of what exactly needed to be done so that in the future, once the site is up and running, you can basically manage and create the discounts on your own, and you don't have to basically run back by other developers or different people just to basically fix the things up. So which is why I'm asking you that if the percentage should be the same, and you said yes, it will be only 20%. So once I'm simply going to create the calculator for the discount codes, I will just basically add the value 20. And then you can create cords by different particular names, like Bob 20, Dan 20, Chase 20, whatever you would like, okay?
Okay, perfect. All right. That's fine for now, yep.
Now these two things is something which will be additional on top of what you have paid so far. However, because this is something that we will be creating from scratch for you and adding it up onto a system which has basically been old 5, 6, 7 years ago. Because right now, this is the era of WordPress and PHP, but I think that you are more comfortable on working on your particular platform. Is that right?
I didn't build this platform. I don't know anything about this platform.
So because to learn this particular platform, you need to learn the codings and the backend and everything about it. And if you know that, only I will suggest you to go ahead with it. If not, then we can go ahead and we can upgrade the particular platform for you, by which, let's say, if you would like to make any changes to the site or anything about it, you will just basically log in onto the backend of your website. And if you have to change a picture, add the prices, delete the percentage, anything about it, you can pretty much like put the percentage onto it and then get the things done for you according to the way you want it. And that will be the easiest way.
Okay.
All right, because I would like to give you a system which is not only user-friendly for the clients who are coming up, but at the end, as you're basically the one who's going to be running out the business, you can manage the entire show on your own. And we will be the one giving you the lessons during the process of building the website that how you can make the changes, okay?
Okay.
Now, there are two things. If you go ahead and if you upgrade the package, with the particular platform, then I will include the discounted codes and the PayPal integration and the payment module system included in the same particular package upgrade. But if you would like to go just with the discount code and the PayPal, then I can let you know the price for that as well. Okay?
All right. Yeah, give me the price. I mean,
sure.
So I thought it was sort of time and material, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so if you go ahead with the complete package upgrade, in which we'll be updating the complete platform for you, I will include the discount code and the PayPal included in that particular part together. I think that you have paid initially $1,200, so I will remove that $1,200 from the entire package. And with the platform upgrade, the total price for the platform upgrade would be $3,000, but as you've already paid $1,200, as you've already paid $1,200, I will utilize the $1,200 into the same $3,000. So the remaining, if you just go with the package upgrade, it will be $1,800, in which we'll be completely scratching the word from A to Z and doing everything from you from the WordPress platform, including everything to be changed on that.
That's way more than I wanted to spend. I thought $1,300. I actually paid $1,300, by the way. $1,291 apparently.
So I think with the taxes, you paid like $1,291 something about it. However, this will simply going to be a one-time cost for you, in which you do not have to basically upgrade the website again and again. Whatever the changes you have basically said will be done in the same particular price. You don't have to pay anything extra on top of it. But let's just say that if you say that right now $1,800 is something which is not worthy enough to go ahead and upgrade the package, which I think if I would be at your particular place, I would have jumped onto it, because I'm not asking you to pay the complete $3,000. I'm still utilizing the same amount which I've already paid. So if I utilize the $1,291, then the total which has been left, I'm including the taxes as well, so that will be $1,709, which is remaining, so $100 more or less for you. However, if you just go ahead and add the discount coupon code and the PayPal integration, then this will simply going to cost you $1,000 more. But at that particular point...
So what do I get for my $1,300 then? Maybe that's the part I'm missing.
Sure. So for the $1,300, what we're simply going to do for you, we're just simply going to go ahead and change the design, keeping the same particular platform which you already have. change the design, change the dynamics of the website, and get everything done for you. And whatever the changes that you have basically told, we will be going ahead and getting the things done for you on that particular part. As far as the discount coupon code and the PayPal is concerned, that is something which is an additional API which needed to be integrated to the website so that it could work.
Okay. So if you migrate the website, now I can then make those modifications, right?
Of course, of course. That is what I'm saying. You don't have to go to any developer. All right.
So,
anything like that.
So let's do that. Then I'll do that myself. I'll add the coupon codes. I'll add the PayPal stuff myself. So let's just get the website converted to a modern platform that I can then do the editing. I don't have the $1,800 to do it. So kind of a moot point.
Okay. So what is the idea right now? To go ahead and get the changes done for you, what you have already paid for, and then you will be the one doing the discounts and everything about it on your own? That's what you're saying?
Yes. Yep.
So you don't want to upgrade the platform?
No.
Okay. All right, so let me just go ahead and let me just see. And I think that is just because of the price. Am I right?
Yeah, I just paid $1,300. I don't have anything yet, so I can't pay another $1,800. I have no revenue, you know. So
considering that as a fact, it's just basically to go ahead and update the things for you onto the same particular package. We don't mind going ahead and working it out for you onto the particular things. I've also already told you the things that what exactly you'll be going ahead and doing that. So if in case we go ahead and work on the same particular platform, then you need to have the basic knowledge about the codings because your system is kind of old enough. So I don't know, like, when have you built that site up? So this will simply going to be your own thing, as you've already stated that, onto a recorded phone line. But what is your zip code, if I may know?
Wait, let me be clear. Now I'm confused. I thought the 1300 gets me onto a new platform.
Of course. The new platform would be there for you, which is basically the WordPress platform. But the package upgrade, which I was basically been giving you out, that was to basically bring you onto a custom PHP platform by which you could basically make the changes as easy as ABC. That was the whole idea. So we are still upgrading your original old particular platform, which is basically through codings and everything about it, and moving you to a different platform, which is basically being WordPress. And even on WordPress as well, you don't have to do like a lot of codings, but at some particular points, considering PayPal integrations, APIs, they basically ask for certain codes and backend linking, which I don't think so like a developer cannot basically do apart from this. So that's why I was suggesting you the longer run, because I've just checked your website, and it's a very pretty much old business. So if you have the whole command for the complete website on your own, then I don't think so that you'll be needing any particular developer once the package or the platform has been upgraded to custom PHP. And in that, I'm adding up the discount code for you. The plus point I can do for you on that one, I will leave the percentage option open to you. So let's say if after 1 month you would keep it down to 10%, you can do that. You will keep it, take it up to 50%, you can do it. So you will be the one managing the complete show on your own. Plus on top of it, with the PayPal, I will be basically adding up any particular payment integrations that you have. And in the same price of the package upgrade, I will give you 1 year of free maintenance.
Yeah, maybe we're not clear. I don't have any more money to do an upgrade.
Okay.
So no matter what you offer, I don't have any more money.
Perfect, perfect. So that's fine. Let's just basically stick to the same particular plan, and let's just basically go ahead and work for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir.
Once I get the website up and running, then I can sell some crock boxes, and then I will have money. And then I can spend it and do upgrades if necessary.
For sure, for sure. All right, so let me just go ahead and work on the changes that you have basically just mentioned. Give us like about 48 to 72 hours, and I'll come back with you with the changes that you have just said, okay?
Okay, so again, it's very confusing. You keep hopping all over the place. Are you going to move my existing website to a different platform?
Of course.
What did you say, WordPress?
Yes, WordPress.
Okay, you're going to move that to WordPress. That's part of the original $1,300.
Right.
Okay, and then you're going to make those minor edits that I gave you as part of that $1,300.
Except of the PayPal and the discounted codes.
Yes, I got that. No PayPal, no discount code.
Right.
Okay, got it. All right, good. Let's do that first, see where we end up, and then we can take it from there.
No problem, sir. Talk to you soon, all right? Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.